Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back, dude, to another episode of the Yo, Yo, Yo podcast with Martin and Hooter.
What's up, Hooter, and welcome, everybody.
What is up, Dad? And turns out we're on my dad's time, dude, because I get a text. First of all, we're going to start at a new time, which was 11 a.m. today. And then this morning, he texts me, hey, you're going to be there at 11, right? See you at 11, right? I said, yep. I got here at my time before 11. Had the background set up for us. Had everything set up. And then he decides to stroll in at 11:09. And still wants to take notes. Listen, and what time is it? 11:17.
Can I just
But that's okay, because we're on your time, Dad.
You know what, Hooter? First of all.
And then he gets here and says, can we put my mic down? His mic doesn't go down any further.
I am sorry for just fucking up your COVID schedule.
No.
I understand how busy you must be.
It's unreal.
During this goddamn lockdown that a few minutes just throws off the whole goddamn day.
It's unbelievable.
You know, it's so weird that during this time, you know, when people say, hey, man, are you able to do blah, blah, blah? Can you do blah, blah, blah? Can you jump on a call? Can you do this? You really can't be like, I'm busy.
You can't say
like,
shit.
What the fuck are you doing? You're motherfucker, yes, you're not essential. You know, if you're essential, you know, I get it. You're out there fucking bussing tables somewhere, fucking for the outdoor dining experience. You're fucking out there delivering groceries. You're fucking stocking shelves at Ralph's. I get it. But if you're an unessential fuck, a non-essential fuck.
You can't be saying no to nobody.
You can't be saying no. You can't be saying
you gotta be always available.
Nah. Yes, like a fucking doctor, dude. Like a on call, just ready to go operate on motherfuckers. Last week, Hooter.
Yeah.
We talked about how I just went off the rails on my diet and how I had to jump back on, right? Now, if you recall, when I first started this little journey with you, my goal weight was 225.
Okay.
Okay. I went off the, you know, I said I had a, I didn't even call it a cheat day. Even though I didn't cheat all week, I still said, you know what, let me call it a cheat week just because that's how far off the deep end I went. Yeah, but you know, we're talking Big Macs and tacos and fucking Palomas, right?
Yeah.
Palomas are fucking tequila with goddamn soda. Not even fucking just soda, bro. But we talked about how important it is to jump back on the goddamn horse and don't get discouraged by your little fucking, you know, missteps.
And so what happened?
I fucking hit my 3 days on the sand again, which was hard. I'm not gonna lie. It was fucking difficult to hit those three. That third day, I was fucking hurting, dude.
Yeah.
And I weighed I usually weigh myself once a week, Hooter. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you do it every day, you start getting like, anyway.
Hey, man, did you make it on the horse or not? Did you fall off the horse
I weighed
again?
Myself yesterday and today. And I did it today because, like I said, I do it once a week because it's easy to get fucking, like, caught up on every day. Mm-hmm. I did it yesterday, and I was like, nah, this can't be true. So I did it again today, and sure as shit, it was true. Uh-oh. I've lost over 20 goddamn pounds. I was at 223 yesterday.
Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm at 222 today.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I should have had Chiki take a goddamn picture. I'm at 222, believe it or not. And of course, you know, instead of good job, Dad, congratulations. No, you're not. No, you didn't.
Nah, dude.
No, it couldn't be.
If you were 222, dude,
I'm
there's
two
no way
fucking
in balls,
22.
You wouldn't have taken a picture, dude.
I almost did, but then I was like, you know what? Why don't I have to take a goddamn picture?
And
I,
see, that's the thing.
I didn't take a picture. And hey, okay, first of all, If I'm not at 222, why would I come in here screaming on the mic that I'm 222? I wouldn't
because
make
I feel
that
like you
shut
fucked
up.
It up all week last week.
I might have, but you know what? I made up for it like a motherfucker. Well, I fucked it up the week prior, Hooter, and then last week I had a little bit here and there, but
hiccups.
But again, I'll tell you, dude. And you know what's even more telling. Is the way that my clothes are fitting. Because there were shorts that I wouldn't need. You know how like you have those shorts and they come with that goofy cloth belt that you fucking put, you know, that matches the goddamn shorts and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I had those and I was wearing a few of those where I wouldn't need the belt, you know, where it was like, and then after I ate, I would loosen the button and I'd still be okay. It's not like they were falling, bro.
Yeah.
Not only do I need the belt.
Oh.
But I need to just fucking, it looks like I'm fucking about to fucking, you know, strangle my waist because of how hard I have to pull it and how far I have to pull it. And how long the goddamn string hangs. I don't even put it through the loose because it'd go around twice.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about twice, but it does go around. So the way that my shorts are fitting. And the other day, you know, there's a pair of swimming trunks that I had. And I, you know, I usually just hang out in basketball shorts when I'm kicking it at home and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hadn't done laundry. And so I said, you know what, let me grab these fucking, you know, shorts. And I had
got 32 waist shorts.
No, not 32. But I had gotten rid of a ton of trunks that didn't fit me anymore. And I kept one pair. I said, you know what? Maybe one day I'll fit into these. I like these. Those motherfuckers fit, and they had
loose
fit. Not loose, but they fit. So the way my clothes are fitting me, the way my shirts are fitting me, the way things are fitting me, I've definitely lost weight. Now I will tell you this: it's the first time I've lost weight. And I'm still not, you know, I've always done weight training with part of my workouts and things my whole life. This is the first time where, you know, there's no gym and it's not like I have a goddamn gym in my apartment. So I've lost the weight, but I feel flabby. I don't feel tight. It doesn't feel good. I mean, it feels good to not have the weight. Don't get me wrong. But it feels flabby. It doesn't feel... it doesn't feel, not that it's not healthy, but it just, I don't know that healthy is the right word.
No, I feel you. But I know what you're talking about.
But it's just like.
You don't feel solid.
I don't feel solid, you know. Yeah. I need to bench, you know, like, yeah, I'm losing the gut, but all that's happening is now the tits are sagging. You know, I'm a lot older than I was, you know, a few years back. You know?
How many cliches can we get in? It's been 8 minutes.
Is that a cliche?
Five cliches in, dude.
How is that a cliche? How is that a cliche?
I'm not as young as I once was, dude.
Is that what I said? I said I'm a lot older than I used to.
I'm a lot older. Dude.
How is that a cliche? That's not a cliche.
We get older, dude.
It's an observation. God damn it.
Oh.
All right. Listen. First of all, still... 8 minutes in, 9 minutes in.
Follow my dad for more inspirational
one
quotes.
Goddamn congratulations, dad. Good job, dad. No. What else can I shit on him about? Oh, how many fucking cliches are you going to throw out there? Hey, you know what? Your fucking hair has more gray, bro. Hey, you know what else? Your fucking beard? Scraggly. What else? Oh, you're ashy, bro. Why don't you use lotion?
It's because you came in too hot, dude. You came in too hot. You came in 10 minutes late talking about, what's up, dude? Is shit ready? Is shit ready still?
Nobody said any of that. Nobody said any of that. Just admit that you can't give me props, bro. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. You know what? How many? Last week you were fucking.
Does anybody you know have a smaller belt I can use in here?
I'm too hard of a parent. No, Hooter, you're a good parent. You're doing good shit. You know, I try to pump you up. I try to pump you up. I try to fucking do the best thing that, you know, but I'm a dad. You know, I get it. You know, you're one of them goddamn millennials that knows everything and just can't recognize, you know, a motherfucker from the 80s fucking losing more goddamn weight than you.
No, dude, come on, bro.
Is that what it is?
Are you kidding me? I'm so happy for you.
That shut up. Too late. It's too goddamn late. The other day I was going to repost Johnny Sanchez. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian. He used to be on Mad TV. He's got the
podcast. Dude, lost this much weight. You're very angry.
I'm not angry. I'm just hurt that you won't recognize or give me props. But that's okay. I'm over it. You see, I changed the topic.
All the weight that you lost, it's okay. You added feelings.
It's okay.
Dude.
It's okay.
So you're going to repost Johnny Sanchez.
I was going to repost Johnny Sanchez. Got a podcast with Ruben Paul called The Best of Everything. But he posted something the other day about 80s music, you know, and how, you know, he's a big fan of 80s music, as am I and a lot of motherfuckers my generation. Mm-hmm. But he posted the 1980s today are what the 1940s were in the 1980s to us. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So the fucking 80s were 40 goddamn 40 years ago, dude. And I'm sitting there like thinking in the 1980s, if you would have told me the 1940s, I would have been like, oh my God, that's ancient fucking history.
Dinosaurs.
You know? And that really put a lot of shit into perspective. Not that I didn't realize that I'm fucking old before that, but just to think that in the 80s, we were that far removed from the 40s. Now in the 2020, we're that far removed from 80. And the math is right there. It's just until somebody points that bitch out, you just go around all fucking willy-nilly or nilly-willy or whatever the fuck the cliche is.
11 minutes in.
And I was like, God damn, that hit me like a ton of bricks, dude. And I wanted to repost it, and then I thought, nah, I'm just going to get other motherfuckers all sad. You know, they're going to fucking sit.
I'm telling you, you added feelings, dude. What is going on?
I didn't add feelings.
Come on.
All right. So how's your weight loss journey going?
Oh, dude, it's going great.
Oh, yeah?
Talk to me. I'm fucking...
Yeah.
Bro.
What's the last time you weighed in at?
Dude, my middle child is now 4 years old this week.
What did you weigh in, Hooter?
I haven't weighed myself, dude. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing about me. Uh-huh. I don't weigh myself as often as you do.
As often as I do.
Because, you know, I feel it, dude. I know.
Okay.
A father always knows, you know? And that's the thing.
How many cliches are you going to get in?
No, dude, I feel like I need to catch up. We're down at the half.
A father always knows.
Yeah, bro. Mateito turned 4 this week, dude. Big shout out to him. Doesn't look like a 4-year-old, but he turned 4. We had a little get together for him. And dude, let me tell you something. We had me and a bunch of stuff, a bunch of treats and chips and stuff. Mm-hmm, and dude, mm-hmm. I swear to God. And I know this episode is going to feel like I'm just shitting on you, but it's not that, dude. My dad has got to be the only person who digs a hole for himself. Jumps in that bitch, buries himself, but then tries to like take dirt out of the fucking hole that he just buried himself in.
Okay, spit it out. What are you fucking, bro? What's up with all these goddamn analogies?
So my dad wakes up, he grabs a shovel, right? And then he measures a hole. All right, so he digs the hole, but then he says, is this deep enough? And Hooter, how far is this hole?
Bro.
And usually, it's usually early in the morning when he starts digging the hole so that there's mist on the ground.
Before the sun comes up. Dude, my dad fucking loves to say how he hasn't done shit. Oh, I haven't eaten this. I haven't eaten that.
Oh,
I haven't
here eaten we this. Go. Didn't I just start off by saying I had a fucked up week?
Bro, no, fuck that.
Isn't that what I said?
No, dude, because this is what you do, bro. Okay, everybody's enjoying themselves at the fucking Mateito party, okay? Mm-hmm. It's me, the tia who's lost fucking over 50 pounds, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's strict on her shit, dude. Like, strict. Me and my dad, we're not even close to that, bro.
No, like, she's like fucking just a nun compared to us.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's strict to her shit. Like, if it's not worth it, bro, she ain't cracking.
No.
Bro. And me and my dad, it's easy for us
fuck
to crack.
Yeah, throw a tortilla in front of us and see. Watch us chase
it. Yeah, we're like a dog with a frisbee, bro. Just like, what was that? And we fucking start chasing that shit down. Now, the problem is, I don't say shit about shit, dude, okay? I don't fucking say how I don't eat this, I don't eat that.
I don't say
fucking,
that either.
No,
do
no,
I say
no,
that?
No, dude. My dad asking everybody else how they do their diet, and then he tops their shit. Oh, yeah, me neither. I don't fucking do that shit. Oh, yeah, carbs, fuck that. I don't do carbs either. I can't remember the last time I have a carb, right?
I don't say the last time I had a carb, per se.
Dude, in the middle of conversation, after he had just said, oh, dude, I can't remember the last time. So then he buries himself. He's like, oh, yeah, the other day I had a burrito, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, what the fuck?
Never. I haven't had a burrito. I don't know when the last time I had a goddamn burrito. That did not come flying out of my goddamn mouth. I haven't had a burrito.
Okay.
What are you talking? You're making shit up.
I have to fucking be super precise then.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Well, first of all, you haven't been specific about nothing.
Okay. Even on the podcast, my dad said that he was tearing up chips with lemon and fucking hot sauce for breakfast.
Okay? Yeah, but this was way before the diet.
There was chips.
That was when football was still going on.
No, dude, there was chips. That was
football
middle
season.
Of COVID, bro.
No,
you were telling me.
Okay, yes, okay, yes, yes, okay. yes, yes, yes. Which yes. was, but that's when everybody was drinking ago. Hard. Yeah, because we didn't know what to do. We just were eating and drinking.
Okay, now
COVID fucked everybody.
But that's fine.
Up.
But that's fine. Now there was chips at the fucking party, and he's staring at these. Oh, dude, I can't remember the last time I had chips. Blah blah blah.
Yes.
I said, what the fuck, dude? You were just telling us
months
how you
ago.
Were mowing down bowls
and you know
of fucking...
And you know what's good? You have to forget those fucking mistakes, because if you let them haunt you, they just become you. Anyway, go ahead.
No, dude, but here's the deal.
Why do
deal.
You want to remind me of shit that I ate a year ago?
But here's the deal.
We're in a different world now. But this is post. This is fucking mid-COVID.
Mm-mm.
I don't... Why are you attacking me?
No, dude, because here's the deal. You just can't shit on everybody.
I don't. Who do I shit on? Who did I shit on, Hooter? I tried to inspire. I tried to motivate.
First of all, he comes in the door like Kramer. donuts and cakes, huh? Oh, I can't remember the last time I had donuts and cakes. I can't even look at donuts no more. I look at donuts, I just want to run on the set.
I came in and said, where do I put these beans? That's what the fuck I said. That's what I asked. Where do I put these goddamn beans?
And I will say this. My dad made some good ass beans that day, bro. And dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I fucked up, dude. I'm not even that type of guy to where all I need is like beans and a tortilla. I feel that's you. Like my dad orders bean and cheese burritos, and I think it's the weirdest shit.
I love bean and cheese burritos.
Yes.
If it's good beans and cheese.
And that's fine. But I am not a fan. Mm-hmm. But we had these flour tortillas that were on the smaller side. They're not like the big ass burrito size flour tortillas. They were smaller. And I warmed one up, smacked some fucking beans on there, closed it up perfectly, mowed it down. Bro, it was so good, dude. So you did make very good beans. You put lard in those beans?
Bacon grease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I put bacon in them. Mm-hmm. Look.
So good.
I don't know why. I don't know why you can't just say, hey, man, good job on fucking 222, dude.
Oh, dude.
Good job on the three deuces. Do, as the French
deuces
say.
Deuces are wild.
Dos. I'm like the defensores over here. I need four more.
22.
That's all. Why can't you just say, hey, man, good fucking job on the 222? Which, by the way, lets me know that under 220 is beyond within reach.
Obtainable, dude.
Beyond obtainable.
Unreal.
You know, like, it's not my fault your punk-ass metabolism slowed down. I can't. Don't get angry at me.
Dude, nobody's angry.
You're so angry. When you go back, I want you to go back and listen to this episode and see the level of anger spewing out of you.
No, dude,
you're angrier than Trump after a goddamn fucking interview with a fucking liberal fucking.
It's just the way you go about it, dude. That's all.
Who did I shit on?
Everybody.
Who did I shit
you
on?
You shit on everybody. Dude.
I didn't. I inspire Hooter.
Oh, bro.
My goal is to inspire and motivate. That's all.
So let's hear. How do you make your beans, Dad?
Well. You know, It's my mom's old recipe, except I made it my own.
There you go. Remix.
I put them in the goddamn Instapot because I just needed them done quickly. I made them that day. I didn't want to make them the night before. So, you know, 1 hour in the goddamn Instapot. They're fucking ready to go. Once they cooked, I fucking made a pack of chorizo. Mm-hmm. And I fried up some strips of bacon. Mm-hmm. When I cooked the beans, I cooked them with garlic and...
onion.
No. Jalapeno. Two jalapenos. And I didn't pluck the seeds or nothing. I just put those whole bitches raw in there without no stem. Once they were done, I threw them in the blender with the chorizo, you know, in sections, and then added the bacon, and then I had another pot where I took the bacon grease, put it in there. As the beans were coming out from the blender, I'd put them in that pot, mixed them up with the bacon grease. The other ones got blended with chorizo, bacon, a little bit of salt and pepper, and the jalapenos, obviously, and the garlic that had already cooked in the juices. Mm-hmm. And then I, once they were like in there, in the pot, they were hot the whole goddamn time. Uh-huh. I took some grated, cheese and threw a little bit of that in there and boom, that was it. They were ready to fucking go.
Ta fucking da.
And I'll tell you what, I've made, in Spanish, they're called frijoles puercos, mm-hmm. which means pork beans because you have the pork chorizo and the pork, and the bacon.
Bacon.
I think it's a Sonora thing. I don't know if that's true, but I don't know any other state in Mexico. I think it's more something that they do in northern Mexico. Everybody has their own little, you know, if you go towards the south, people do their beans. They do charro beans. Yeah. They do.
It's a lot of whole.
There's a lot of whole beans. Yeah, and there's a lot of carne en su jugo with the beans. And so there's, you know, a million different ways to make fucking beans, dude. What's so funny? What is so fucking funny? Huh?
Just, oh, fuck me, dude.
What are you going to shit on me now about?
Nothing, dude, nothing.
You just wake up.
No, bro, bro. Dude, I was giving you props on your beans, dude. Dude, nah, that's fucked up.
You wake up.
I gave you props on your beans. You know
what? I saw your notes, and it says shit on my dad.
Over and over.
And then it said times 10. Yeah. Like, minute 23. Shit on him some more. We made the goddamn beans. We made more ceviche. I didn't think the ceviche was as good as it usually is, but I think it's because we rushed it.
Mm. You can't rush those things.
No, you can't. But I didn't. You find yourself then you do it the night before, and then it's been sitting there all fucking night, you know. So there's got to be a perfect balance, and we don't have to wake up early as fuck to get it all together and shit.
But you did wake up early to go fishing, right? For it. For the ceviche?
Well,
because you went running on the sand, but then you also took your fishing pole, though, then.
Well, I just stand on a rock and I just fucking spearfish it. grab it with a fucking spear. Yeah. I sharpen a rock and tie it to a stick and then just catch my goddamn fish. Yeah. Actually, I was reading a thing about fishing, mm-hmm. and it was this dude who's. You know how, like, there used to be all the doomsday preppers?
Yeah.
And those shows were, like, huge.
Yeah.
There's modern-day guys, you know, who are, like, talking to the preppers, like, all right, guys, you know, you were prepping fucking 20 years ago, and then you kind of... Almost like when there's an earthquake, and then you're not ready for it, and then you go and you buy all kinds of canned shit, and you get water, and you get a flashlight, and you get batteries. You get your earthquake kit. And then everything starts expiring, and then there's no earthquake for a few more years, and you kind of let it fall by the wayside, you know? Mm-hmm. There's very few disciplined people who keep their shit tight and always ready to go. And you know, a fucking earthquake can happen goddamn this goddamn minute, no? Yeah, and course. So the same thing happens with these preppers. They get comfortable and they're like, ah, you know, I'm fucking good. Except unless if you're fucking extreme. But when it was a fad, I feel like a shit ton of people were doing it, just getting ready for the end of the world.
Yeah.
And these dudes are now coming out talking about, hey, man, if all these empty shelves in the fucking market a few months ago during this pandemic didn't fucking light a fire under your ass, mm-hmm. then nothing is. And so there's all these YouTube videos of all these dudes talking about the 10 most important things you should have, you know, before you before shit hits the fan. And they go and then they say, number one is fucking land. Try to get yourself a piece of land that's near water or that has water, i.e. a well, you have the ability to garden. Mm-hmm. And then it said,
i.e. a well.
Like a well. What do you want me to say?
No. I love it.
Okay. And then he said, you know, not everybody has a creek cooter. And so then he said, the second most important thing you need is knowledge. Like, get a fucking
book. Such a cocky thing to say, bro.
Why is that? I mean, I'm telling you what the guy said. He said, you need knowledge. Mm-hmm. So you need to figure out, he goes, it makes no, if you have a fucking farm, if you have a fucking piece of land, but you can't grow shit on it, and you don't know how to plant, and you don't know how to...
Pointless.
What good does it do you? It makes no... It's so you need to acquire knowledge, and it sounds crazy. He goes, but you got to get books, you got to get this, you got to... And you need to learn it before you find yourself there. You can't find yourself there and say, well, fuck, how do I plant? How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I irrigate? How do I, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. How do you even... he goes, you might want to get some animals. You want to get some goats. You want to get some chickens. How do you take care of them? How do you have a coop? How do you fucking, you know, what is it that you need to do? And if you don't have that information all yourself, you got some chickens, they're going to fucking die on you, right? Mm-hmm. So then he's talking about that. Then he's talking about weapons. He goes, if you saw during a crisis, if you don't already have a weapon, kiss it goodbye, you know. We saw it during the fucking pandemic. And he's giving examples of shit that literally just happened in front of us a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if you don't have one, you're not going to find one when shit hits the fan. Right. Stores are not going to be open. Even if you do have one, you need to have enough ammo. And you need to learn how to make your own fucking ammo, because if shit hits the and you need to care for your this, you need to care for that. It's the same thing with the land. If you don't know how to work it and you don't know how to farm it, what good is having it? Same thing with the fucking weapon. You know, some people are afraid with a weapon. He goes, but now you have your this, you have your that. What do you, you know, how do you protect it in case shit hits the fan when people are fucking desperate? He goes, you want to get yourself out of the fucking city. It's so crazy, the shit this motherfucker was saying, mm-hmm. because when shit hits the civil unrest that we've already witnessed, he goes, you could either look at it and say the worst is over, or that's a preview of shit that's coming now. You know, you don't want to be all fucking gloom and doom, but you also don't want to sit there and be like, yeah, you know what? The worst is over. Nothing's going to happen anymore. We've gone through the goddamn hump and that's it. Fucking mm-hmm. shit's back to normal. Mm-hmm. So then he talks about fucking knives. He talks about even storing your shit. You know, he's like, you know, you could pickle this and you could pickle that and it lasts for this time. But where do you keep it so that it's safe? And then he talks about, like, you know, if you have land, find places where you could get a chest of something and bury it so that if somebody does try to jack you, they can't find your shit, you know? Yeah,
your stash.
Your stash. And then once you watch a fucking YouTube video like that, fucking YouTube just starts recommending shit, you know, mm-hmm. like fucking watch this, watch this. I found myself fucking sucked in watching fucking videos, of motherfuckers that said, fuck it, and left, you know, there's this couple, and they have a YouTube video. They have a YouTube channel, and they live in Ecuador. They fucking left. They left fucking. They used to live in Denver. They left in 2016, 2017. It's this white couple. And they were like, you know, during 2016, we saw how divided the country was. They literally saw the civil unrest that was coming. That they go, based on what we saw, we could tell that shit was going to get bad. And so we started looking. And then the dude got sick. Like, he had to have, like, the surgeries on his back. Mm-hmm. And his medical insurance, I think, was, like, a huge deductible. And because he had to have these surgeries, it went up to, I think, the cheapest insurance that he can get was $1,200 a month. Mm-hmm. So they're like, we said, fuck this. We can't afford this shit anymore. And they started looking at different places. So then he said, I looked at my wife and I said, hey, look, man. I can't sit here. He goes, I'm in my fucking 40s. I can't just sit here and watch all this happen. I'm either going to have to run for office, or I'm going to have to back somebody up who's running for office that's directly going to affect my life here where we're at. And so when they took their bills into consideration, they took their age and everything else, they're like, fuck it. He goes, either I run for office and get involved, or I get the fuck out of here. And the wife looked at him and said, I can't fucking go on that journey with you. Let's get the fuck out of here. So they started looking. They looked at Mexico. They looked at all the different places, all the different countries. They looked at Australia, New Zealand. And so they were looking at what's affordable, who's going to be friendly to expats, where is our dollar going to be, you know, more valuable? Where are we going to be close to the U.S.? Like, all those factors,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And so Ecuador is, I want to say, a 3 or 4 hour flight from Miami. The currency there is dollars. They use dollars, but obviously your dollar goes way further. Mm. These motherfuckers live on the beach. In a condo, pretty decent sized condo, their rent is $700 a month.
They're getting robbed.
Do you think so? This motherfucker. $700 a month. They are still working online from, like, she kept her job and she's working online. And this dude started the YouTube channel and they have a Patreon. So their Patreon covers the rent and their bills. The other reason that they chose Ecuador, I had no idea fucking Ecuador that was this badass. All the food is natural. They don't fuck with GMOs. It's illegal. They don't fuck with anything genetically engineered, or and all their food, all their meat, all their shit is some of the healthiest shit in the world, apparently. And the other reason is that there's a shit ton of Americans that have moved there. I'm telling you, they made that place sound fucking like bomb as fuck.
You're ready to go.
Dude, it's a $200 flight to fucking Miami, you know, whenever they want to fucking go. So that's affordable as fuck. I'm not ready to go to goddamn Ecuador. That's for sure.
That's fucking wild, dude.
But yeah, no. So, and
I
then.
It takes a real certain type of person, I feel,
to say, leave the country.
Fuck it. I'm out.
I don't know. I think more people than you realize do. Think about all the people that are here in the United States.
Yeah, there's a fuckload of them.
A ton that came from other countries.
Right.
Not just Latin America, Central America, fucking, you know, South America,
yeah, but they're
Mexico.
Coming here.
They're coming here.
It's
now,
well to say. Fuck it.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
to
no.
go somewhere else.
Yeah, because you're from here and you're used to everybody coming here because it's a fucking place where shit is the tits.
Right, right.
Now, the problem is shit is no longer the fucking tits. Shit is unaffordable. There's civil unrest. There is it's fucking crazy. Look, to say that it's not fucking crazy out there in the United States, we are up there with some of the countries that there's a travel ban to the United States, and they won't let the U.S. people go into a lot of countries because of how we've handled this fucking pandemic thing, you know? No matter what side of the aisle you're on, I don't give a fuck when the rest of the world is saying you can't come here because you are fucked up over there.
Yeah, but at least they're not letting lions loose over here, dude.
Yeah, dude.
On people.
So it's, I think that the idea of the U.S., how it used to be, and look, I don't want anybody getting all pissed and saying, well, if you don't like it, fucking love it or leave it. And that's what I'm talking about.
Head over to Ecuador then.
The reality is that the U.S. that everybody glorifies and has thought of for so long is no longer that same U.S. You know, no matter how, you know, we can sit here and say we're number one, we're number one. A lot of places consider us a third world country now. So if you're going to live in a third world country, well, might as well fucking live in a third world country that's more affordable.
I don't know, dude. That sounds extreme as fuck.
I don't know, man. There's way more people packing up and taking off than you realize. It's and I'm not saying that that's the thing to do, you know? I mean, clearly, I love it here.
Rest in peace, Grandma, but to each their own.
You know? But again, you'd be surprised how many people are saying, fuck it.
I'm out.
You know? Listen, we're fighting over bullshit right now. Like, literally, over bullshit. Like, there's
masks on or masks off.
You know? And, dude, even, did you see the last Trader Joe's fucking battle?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. They're calling them racist. Okay, this is how
Trader Joe's?
Yes, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's not okay to protest racism. And of course it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's racism, and then there's, you know, these motherfuckers were just trying to fit in. So they are making them change their labeling because they're Trader Joe's. But like, so if they have like a Mexican lager, it's Trader Jose's. If it's Asian food, it's Trader Ming's. If it's, so whatever they package.
Trader Ming's?
They have Trader Ming's. They have Trader Ming's for some Asian shit. Bro. Listen, but what's the difference between Trader Ming's and Trader Jose? Other than Jose, I mean, I don't know if Ming is the same as Jose.
Ming? That's pretty far east, bro. Okay. That's
but it's Asian food. So no, they're saying this is how original this is.
Look. I get it, uh-huh. And I'm not offended. But
there's Asians that might be offended, is what you're saying.
And also,
but again, is that a battle?
Is Ming's getting offended, or are fucking Karens getting offended? Because that's a big fucking difference, dude.
So
and I don't like that shit, bro.
But and that's the thing
Trader
that
Ming's though. That's fucking awesome.
So like,
do they have beer, by the way?
Huh?
Because I know they have Trader Jose beer.
They have Trader Jose beer.
Do they have Ming beer that's like Sapporo?
No. But it's like this, like, you know, Asian frozen food or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, damn. Like some chow mein shit.
Correct. And so they'll say Trader Ming's.
Trader Ming's.
But again, like, I don't know how long ago I posted on the Spanish thing.
I like that, though.
What's that?
Trader Ming's. They better not crack and get rid of
Trader Ming's. They cracked. They're going to fucking relabel everything. They're going to relabel. If they already started relabeling. And those are just two examples. I forget how many others they said. Of how,
and I'm gonna ask the world this, dude. Would you rather buy chow mein from a motherfucker named Trader Ming or Trader Joe?
Trader Ming.
Who
all
are you
fucking
day? Buy chow mein
they had
from?
A French thing called Lulala or Jacques. Trader Jacques. They had Trader Jacques for the French champ.
And that's what I'm saying, dude.
And so people got pissed. They started fucking protesting, and they called them racist. They called Trader Joe's and their labeling racist. Look, dude, I've seen racism.
Yeah.
I've seen hate. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I've experienced it fucking firsthand. Mm-hmm. A fucking beer that's called Trader Jose's, eat a bag of dicks, dude. I don't care that it's Trader
that
Jose's. You know what I'm saying?
Even if my name was Jose,
no,
it wouldn't offend me.
No. Look, Alex Raimundo, what's his tequila called? Number one. Number one. Now, okay, but he's Latino. He can do that.
Yeah, you see, you know, that's bullshit.
You know, and is that, you know, once you do that, you're open. I'm not saying you're opening the door. And it's not racist, though, bro.
It's not.
It's fucking, it's all he's, all they're doing is saying, look, man, to be fair, what they wanted to do is fucking get more fucking brown people to say, let me buy this beer. It's Trader Jose.
All it's saying is that it's a Mexican fucking lager.
That's it. Let me just fucking cater to these fucks. Somebody wants to buy Asian food. Hey, we got this from Trader Ming.
Hey,
we got this from Trader Jacques.
Are you into Corona? Are you into Dos Equis? Are you into Modelo?
Right.
Okay, try a fucking Trader Jose. So, that's all.
So again, here in the U.S., where we have really big fish to fry right now, huge fish to fry, giant fucking fish, Hooter, shark fish to fry, mm-hmm. we're fighting...
Over Trader
Ming. Over Trader fucking Ming's, bro.
I want to go buy Trader Ming things.
Before they're gone.
I want to go buy Trader Ming things.
Don't be saying mean things. But it's a thing.
Come on, man.
Yeah. So again, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're fighting over fucking some bullshit right
so
now.
So we're out of here.
Like, hey,
we're going
you
to
know,
Ecuador.
I'm not going to Ecuador. I don't know that I can go to Ecuador.
Fuck no, I can't go to Ecuador, bro.
But the beaches are beautiful, bro.
Yeah, that's cool, but come on, man.
I don't know how much time I have left on this planet.
What, dude?
Seriously. Look, come I'm on, fucking man. 50. I'm fucking 50. Look, fucking the 80s were 40 years
doom
ago, dude.
Doom and gloom.
I don't know how much time I have left here. And that's not doom and gloom. It's
I'll
a realistic
tell you,
observation.
These pounds are shedding off, but the fucking feelings are just packing
so
on.
So I'm like, what am I going to do with that fucking time? What do I want to do with that time? Fucking, you know.
Run on the beach and go spearfishing.
You know what's fucking with me right now?
What?
What's really fucking with me, I think. And I just been really on edge, dude.
You can't go up.
Yeah. It's fucking with me. And I haven't, like, you know, said it or I haven't, you know, but.
I've been packing it down too.
Fuck, man. It's fucking with me. And it's like, will I ever be able to? And when I do, what am I going to go do? Oh, we're going to eat ass. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada. I mean, it's fuck. You know, I miss going up. I miss fucking talking. I miss fucking entertaining. I miss making people laugh. Bro. I miss that shit. And you could call it feelings. You could call it whatever the fuck you want. But it's fucking with me like you have no goddamn idea, no, Hooter.
Believe me. I get it, dude. Okay. We've been going to Pillow's parents. Bro, mm-hmm. I never talk at Pillow's parents. Bro, I'm out there fucking working shit out, bro. I'm just, dude, I'd never talk over there. Like, I talk whatever, but I'm not the guy who's fucking trying to get laughs. Dude, probably the last few months, mm-hmm. dude, I am, bro, it's fucked up. It's been, fuck, how many months? It feels like a whole year, really. But, dude, there's nothing that can... where you can get your fix other than on the stage, dude. And
no.
And since we haven't been on stage, bro, it's just, dude, there's nothing, there's no fucking virtual shows that are going to get you that.
No,
dude.
No way. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Yeah, I don't give a motherfucker.
And I'll tell you, I've been doing this shit for fucking a big chunk of my adult life. Probably half of my adult life. Not probably, for sure, half of my adult life. This is what I've done. I've never done anything this long. I've never, as far as jobs or anything goes, never have I done anything for this amount of time. And to have that taken away is fucking, it's fucking with me. And I don't know, and it's making me reflect. Like, okay, what if this doesn't come back? What the fuck am I gonna do? What the fuck? Like, again, I don't have that much time left on this fucking planet. What am I going to do? Go fucking take a computer science class? Go take a goddamn fucking whatever? I'm not going to do all that
you're
shit.
You're almost done with cooking class, so.
I am almost done with cooking class, but I can't even open a fucking restaurant. But again, it's like, it's a really reflective time because, you know, once they canceled the Rose Parade,
yeah.
Which is in 2021, here in California.
Yeah, that's next year.
That's next year, bro. We're fucking not even...
I'm out of here, dude. I'm not moving to Ecuador. I'm moving to fucking Florida. Because they don't give a motherfuck.
Well, they're closing down too, dude.
Dude. Are they?
I would like to live in Florida. Florida's... you know
what?
That
shit seems fun as fuck,
dude. When I was younger, even before I visited Florida, mm-hmm. if somebody would say... If you had to live somewhere other than California, here in the United States, obviously, where would you go? my number one answer, even before I had gone there, was always Florida.
Yeah, dude. I mean, at this point, I'm even down to go to a fucking COVID party, bro. I'm just ready to get the fuck out and have fun again.
Yeah, so I think that's what's been fucking with me, dude, is the fact that I haven't gone up, yeah. and the possibility of going up is not really there.
It's not even in the
It's not even in the goddamn cards, dude. You know, there's shows going on in certain places, and a lot of, I think, I don't know if we talked about this, but I think a lot of the comics that did go out originally have all come down with fucking COVID,
you know?
You know, I'm high risk. I'm fucking, that's a fact.
You're grandpa, bro.
You know, I mean, if I catch it, who's to say that I'm going to fucking bounce back from it? You know, who's to say that it's not going to fucking,
wipe you out,
wipe me the fuck out. Right. So
then how are we going to get delicious recipes?
How the fuck, who's going to make beans? Exactly. Who's going to make goddamn beans? Dude. So anyway, I, you know, it's
gonna sign up for Brujo College. I mean, dude,
there's I don't know, man. I hate it because it's a helpless feeling, you know, usually, you know, when shit happens, I don't give a fuck. You know, look, dude, I've been in jail. I've been fucking down and out. I've had shit where it's like not a dime to my fucking name, not a red cent, like not knowing what the fuck is up. But I've always had the ability to do something about it.
Yeah.
This is literally, even when I had my my shoulder surgery, And I was, you know, I only had half of my goddamn torso operational. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. Like there was but this is coming. In this many weeks, you're going to be able to do this. In this many weeks, you're going to be able to do that.
Right.
Right now, none of that exists.
None of that.
And look, I know I'm venting fucking hard right now, but I'm frustrated and I'm manifesting that frustration on everything else because now little shit is bothering me. You know, like you know, I'm a really like a fuck it kind of person a lot of the times, you know, where it's like, me vale madre, you know? What?
For certain things, dude, you say fuck it. When it comes to your shit, you say fuck it. But when everybody else is doing it, you're not a fuck it guy, bro. Shit bothers you.
Shit bothers me. You know, if somebody, okay, there's different, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're a fucking guy when it comes to yourself.
Yes, but now, dude, I find myself getting edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because I'm not drinking.
Or the carbs, maybe.
Or maybe because I'm not using carbs.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because you have too much sand in your shoes.
actually, I got the perfect shoes and there's no more sand. But... you know, my point is there's a helplessness there.
You're swamped at cooking class.
And that helplessness is manifesting in frustration on shit that I have no control over. And that's not good, dude. Like, I really need to get more. I don't know what it's going to take.
You need more stones in your pocket, dude.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, bro.
That's what it is.
You need more glowing stones.
I need more fucking cleansings. I need more fucking limpias.
You need to go get baptized, bro.
Oh, that didn't work. I've done that twice.
Damn.
So, yeah, Hooter, you know.
You need to figure it out, though.
Yeah, because, you know.
This sounds like you're going, I don't know, cuckoo.
But I don't think I'm the only one. You know, I was talking to another, you know, a few comics that are just going fucking bananas, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you've been doing this for what? How long?
7 years.
Imagine doing it for 20, dude. Seven. Imagine seven and how you're feeling. Add fucking 13 years to that. Mm-hmm. Add fucking 20 on top of that. There's motherfuckers that have been doing this for 30 years plus years that all of a sudden find themselves with, like, it becomes, and, you know, it's one thing when you have a job that you go to that, you know, you're doing it because you got to pay bills, but it's not like right. You love it. There's no passion behind it. And not to say that not everybody has passion for their job. There's people that love what they do, and that's fantastic.
The fucking Costco guy from last week that I told you guys, who he just fucking is goes above and beyond and makes sure that no two fucking bottles of or packs of water
get sold. So there's people that are really passionate about what they do. And then there's a bunch of people that are like, hey, man, let me just get through the fucking day. Let me get my fucking paycheck. Let me get the fuck out of here. I'm just fucking doing my time. And so when you're out of work from doing something like that, you're like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck if it's, eat a dick. I don't want to go back. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to Ecuador before going back there, bro.
Do you know what I mean? And so, but when you fuck it, you know, if you're in stand up, you didn't get into it for the glamour, for the fame, for the fortune. You got into it because you love it. Let's face it. Most motherfuckers, it's only a very small percentage of motherfuckers who get fame and fortune. Most motherfucking comics just squeak by. Mm-hmm. Most motherfucker comics struggle, but they don't care. We don't care. We do it because we fucking love it. So to have something like that taken away, that shit fucking hurts. Call me a fucking pussy all you want, but that shit fucking it fucking hurts, man. You know, it's part of your life. At least for me, it's part of my whole thing. You know, before I stepped on a stage, I was already a fucking comedian. I was making people laugh. You know, you as a performer, as a comedian, you've been making people laugh your whole life. You know, I asked you how long you've been doing it. You've been doing it as a formal stand up for 7 years. But before that, how many people were you entertaining? Mm-hmm. You know, it's either in you or it's not. You there's so many motherfuckers that start and say, oh, I'm going to do this. And next thing you know, they're like, wait a minute, I'm not getting paid. Wait, I have to do what?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to. I'm only doing what? Like. Fuck this.
Yeah, that
I'm
not doing this shit. A lot of people fast.
Quick. And then there's motherfuckers that are like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'm staying in this because I love it. And if you're one of those guys, you're fucking right now going stir crazy. There's motherfuckers that are like, hey, I want my life back. I want to go back out on the fucking road. I want to go and I just want to go to the fucking club. I want to go to the fucking bar and talk shit. Just being able to fucking, you know, go crash an open mic even, dude. There's comics who have been doing comedy for 30 fucking years, established careers, that are still crashing open mics every once in a while because that's how much they love this fucking shit. And it's fucking gone, you know? Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Mateito. How's that fool doing? Has he gotten over the fact that he got a bunch of shit?
I mean, now it's like, I'm four now, so I need four of everything.
What?
Like, he wanted four tacos the other day because he's four now.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, he thinks that equals that. Uh-huh. Like, now that I'm four, I get four of everything. Uh-huh. Dude, oh,
that's
fuck.
Funny, though. Hey,
bro, so
that's
I told you I got a trampoline, or like Mateito calls it, a bounce-a-line.
A bounce-a-line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just last week, we were saying how safe it was because it has a net and nobody should fall out. You got to mm-hmm. be a real donkey mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. fall out this fucking thing and hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. Turns out my kids are fucking donkeys.
Oh, shit.
Because they didn't close the fucking net.
Remember, I told you the other day, maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe what are the chances that anybody's going to fly through there?
And I said, you got to be a real dumb fuck.
You got to be a real dumb fuck. Okay, you know what? Just for my sake, just fucking tell them to close that motherfucker. And I think you told Meeks, hey, Meeks, close that fucking little thing because your grandpa's a fucking little pussy mm-hmm. and he thinks one of
and
you
And he hasn't gone up
fly.
In a while yeah. and he's in his feelings
yeah.
and he so, thinks the so, world's
going
to
But anyway,
end,
they
bro.
Did fucking, they closed it and nobody fell out that
nobody
day.
Nobody fell out.
Okay.
Now. Fast forward a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
They're all jumping. And, of course, I don't even know. I didn't think it was possible.
It's a small slit.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
And, of course, Micah flies through the fucking
door.
Oh,
no.
Boom! And this fool comes inside, runs with his hand on his fucking head. Me fall! Me fall! And I said, damn, bro, you gotta be a dumb motherfucker to fall through that goddamn trampoline, bro. Me fall! And I'm like, bro, okay. Either you stop crying, dude, and you go back out there and you jump, or you're done. So he sucked it up, fucking got in the trampoline.
He hit his head?
And guess if he fucking closed the door after?
Of course not.
No, he closed the door.
Oh, he did.
He couldn't figure it out. And then he went to go get Meeks, grabbed her by the hand, and then told her to close it. So then she closed it, and everybody was safe. So it maybe it takes a fucking
Chingazo.
Crack on the fucking dome to get with it and then say.
Did he have a bump? Did he have a fucking.
I don't know. I didn't feel.
No?
No.
But he wasn't all fucking like his eye. My eye was smaller and shit. No. He's fucking.
My name's Mateo.
Yeah.
Me four.
Shit.
Yeah, no, he is fine, dude. And ever since then, they closed the fucking thing. And I don't even have to say it. So maybe it took that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the best case scenario because it could have been a lot worse. Like,
of course.
He could have showed up with his fucking arm hanging the other way. Me fall! Me fall! Get back in there!
Get back in there, you pussy!
It's like them fucking sports dads when their fucking kid gets fucking.
That's on me, bro.
Knocked fucking out.
Walk it off! Shake it off!
Come on!
Pussy.
God damn it. So he flew the fuck out.
He flew the fuck out, dude.
God damn.
But, like I said, they learned from it and it was all good. And then it was a busy fucking week at the Moreno household because I taught Miki how to ride a bike. And honestly.
With no training wheels.
With no training wheels. But, wow. But.
That's pretty good.
I feel like I'm taking too much credit. She pretty much already knew.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting my hair cut from my barber, and his son is 4, gonna turn 5.
Okay.
And he was posting videos about how his son already learned how to ride a bike, right? And that fool didn't teach him, right? But I was getting my hair cut. I was like, yo, bro, you taught your son how to ride a bike? He was like, oh, bro, I'm not gonna take that credit. He rides his bike like an animal, and when he turns, it bent his
training wheels.
So they were just hanging on, but he wasn't using them. And he thought that he needed them, but he didn't really need them. And he was like, so my brother was like, bro, take those fucking training wheels off. He's not even using them. Why are you having him riding around with training wheels like an asshole? That's not even helping him. So they take it off and boom, he was off and running, right? And I'm like, damn, dude. And Miki has been asking me since the beginning of COVID, Pops, take off my training wheels. I want to learn how to ride a bike. And I'm like, yeah, tomorrow.
I'm busy.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
so
shit to
then,
do.
Fast forward, I'm having this conversation with my barber. I'm like, bro, my daughter's been asking me forever to take off her training wheels and teach her how to ride a bike. And this fool with a straight face says, oh, but you're too busy, right?
Nice.
And dude, I fucking laughed my dick off, right? And I said, bro, that's hilarious. So then I forgot about it, obviously. The next day, I'm hanging out, chilling. She comes up to me, pops. And while she was in Tucson, I bought her a brand new helmet because the old one didn't fit her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought her all these pads so she wouldn't, like if she did fall, she wouldn't fuck anything up, right? But she didn't know that. And so she comes up to me. She's like, Pops, come on, let's take off my training wheels. Teach me how to ride a bike. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And she's all pumped up. You think I'm going to fall, Pops? You think I'm going to fall? I'm like, dude, you're going to fall, okay? Just get that in your head, and that way you're not afraid of it. So then I give her helmet. She's like, Pops, I didn't know you bought me a helmet. Pops, I didn't know you bought me pads. And she's padded up, dude. She has wrist guards, elbow guards, knee pads, everything. A helmet.
Shin guards.
Yeah, everything. I'm like, look, Meeks, if you hurt yourself, even with all this shit, fuck. I mean, hey, I tried. I did my part.
It's on you.
It's on you, girl. So we go to this, like, you know those businesses in Carson where it's like,
warehouses type of thing?
Warehouses, and it's just open.
Yep.
And it's not asphalt. It's fucking, like, cement more, mm-hmm. you know? So I figured if she falls, cement's a lot easier on you than fucking asphalt.
Yeah, it should give you a fucking road rash.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, let's go. Mateo has his new scooter that he got for his birthday. Fucking guy. And then Micah has his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, bitch. And so we're there, and I take off Mickey's training wheels. She's all padded up, and I hold on to the back of her seat, right? And she's going. I'm like, dude, I don't really need to hold on to it because she's doing it, you know? And I'm like, Mickey, and I'm running with her, obviously. And I'm like, Meeks, you're doing it on your own. And she's like, really? But she doesn't think so because I'm right next to her. And so I'm like, all right, look, this next time I'm just going to let you go because you were doing it. And she said, okay. So I start her off, and then boom, she went, and she just kept going, and she didn't fall.
Now when she stopped was, because stop, I think when you first learn, I think stopping is the fucking, what fucks you up more.
Yeah. And her bike is, you go backwards and it stops, you know?
Oh,
you
with
know
the those pedals. Bikes?
Yeah, with the pedals.
It's not handbrakes.
Yeah. And so, but I didn't tell her that because I thought, dude, we're not going to get to that part for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then she's like, okay, how do I stop? And I said, just put your feet down. So she put her feet down and it was kind of rough or whatever, but she didn't fall. And so then I'm like, Meeks, next time, just push the pedal backwards. You know how you're going like this or forward to go? She said, yeah, okay. So go backwards and it's going to stop. So then I grabbed the back and then I said, okay, now go backwards. Right? And she loved that. So then, boom, the very next time, she pumped the brakes and it was all good. And, dude, I noticed girls are so careful with it. Like, she didn't go fast. Like, she wanted to get it right
mm-hmm.
before going fast.
Right.
And boys, dude.
It's like, I remember when I learned,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's a fake memory, but I remember not being able to stop mm-hmm. and just crashing into something. Because
and that was your stop.
And that was my stop. Either crashing into something or trying to put my feet down and fucking just falling. Like, but I still kept going faster. Like, yes. It didn't matter that I didn't know how to stop or that the wall was coming. You would figure you see a goddamn bush coming. There's a bush right in front of you, you fuck. Let me just keep pedaling. Fuck mm-hmm, it. The bush mm-hmm, is going to move mm-hmm. out of my way.
Why? Why are boys like that?
I don't
that?
Know. But I remember fucking specifically plowing right into a goddamn bush.
I remember wanting to go so fucking fast. Like, before I even really fully learned, mm-hmm. I wanted to just haul fucking ass, dude. And she, like, was very careful. And little by little, she started picking it up. And that's why I figured she was going to fucking fall. I was like, dude, you're going to fall because mm-hmm. everybody falls. But yep. she was so careful to where it was like, oh, shit. Okay, maybe she's not going to fall. And then her turns, she started practicing her turns. And even getting started, it was hard for her because she didn't want to go fast. And I said, hey, dude. That's the only way you're going to get started on the bike. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. you got to go fast to, you know, otherwise you're just, it's going to be too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, kick as hard as you can because you need to pick up speed to go. She picked it up right away. Boom, boom, boom. Meanwhile, Mateo, who's on a scooter, has fallen 5 fucking times.
And it's got 4 wheels, the scooter.
Nice. No, it has 3 fucking wheels, though. Uh-huh. And this fucking asshole... And I should have called him an ass because he doesn't know better, but he keeps going back and forth on his scooter, right? But he doesn't realize that he needs to put both feet up on the scooter after he's kicked a few times, you know?
Right, right, right.
So after the 6th time going back and forth, he's like, Pops, my leg is tired. And I'm like, bro, because you keep fucking just pedaling, but you're supposed to give yourself a little rest. But I think since his feet are so fucking big.
Yeah.
He was afraid, you know, to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, you've already fallen mm-hmm. 5 fucking times. What are you afraid of? You know? And so I was like, look, you kick a few times and then you put this foot up. And it only took him a few times, but he did fall.
Yeah.
But he didn't give a fuck. He just picked it back up.
Now, was he all padded up too?
No. Because I didn't think he was going to fall. Dude, the scooter had three wheels, dude. I mean, you have to have really fucked up balance to fall on this scooter, dude.
I didn't think.
I almost thought it was impossible.
They're not going to fall off the trampoline. He's not going to fall off the scooter. They got it.
Oh, my God.
All right. For as much of a good dad as you are, you give these fucks a little too much credit. I will say that.
Dude, but I will. Dude, he did figure it out.
Yeah.
And fucking, he put his foot, and he didn't even put his foot all the way up on the platform, the scooter, you know, platform. But he did pick it up, and he realized, oh, this is how you chill for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kick it a few times. And he's fucking, Pops, me doing it, me doing it. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're fucking doing it. And so that was the bike day, bro. We fucking figured it out. And
that's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. It's like when you're learning how to drive, it reminded me of when you said you took him to that fucking the businesses and that, that are fucking empty. You know, when you learn to drive and you go to Harbor College and shit in the parking lot when nobody's there, you know, that way you don't fucking just, you know, go out into the goddamn street and like fucking plow into somebody. Yeah.
On PCH.
That's a big fucking thing, dude. Learning to ride a bike is a huge fucking milestone for anybody, you know?
I feel everybody remembers learning how to ride a bike.
And or not, you know? There's a lot of motherfuckers that don't know how to ride a fucking bike. You know, I think the other thing also is swimming.
Learning how to swim.
Learning how to swim or just being comfortable in water. There's some kids that never touch water, you know. Here in Southern California, it's one of those things that you grow up around it, and it's fucking everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Even in Arizona, I would imagine.
There's so many pools.
There's so many fucking pools.
Everybody has, you know, somebody who has a pool, so you're going to go over.
So you're going to go like, into the pool.
You think something like in the East Coast, you know, where you're only around water during a very short period of the year, and, like, it's real easy to just
not be involved with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and here you would think everybody here is around water that they know how to swim, but that's not true. There's a lot of motherfuckers that grew up here in Southern California who have no clue how to fucking swim.
And I think there's a lot of kids who don't know how to ride a bike because, dude, you don't really see it at all.
I don't think bikes
are as big
as they used to be.
They used to be huge.
They used to be fucking huge. I remember when I was a kid, and I'm talking, you know, elementary school, you wouldn't dream of letting an elementary school kid take off on a bike the way that we used to take off on bikes when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you know, I'd jump on my bike and I'd be on the other side of fucking Wilmington. You know,
quick,
like, you know, and I'd ride with other kids. Like there was a bunch of kids that we all had bikes and we'd roll in a pack.
When did you stop? Dude, I didn't stop riding on a bike till like eighth grade. Dude.
I never stopped. I don't think because even after, when I wasn't a kid, I always did bike rides. Like I used to do that a lot. Like when I would just grab, obviously it wasn't to go right around town but for a long time.
But that's what I'm saying. Like when you were, that was your way of getting around like town,
dude.
Other kids.
I want to say high school. And I'll tell you why, because I remember being on a beach cruiser with Jake on the handlebars holding a keg.
Damn, that's gangster.
Yeah. So.
And that was in high school.
That was in high school.
What a fucking sight.
What's that?
You, dude, if that would have been right now, you guys would have been on Fools Gone Wild. Bro. Somebody would have recorded you guys.
No, because it would have been normal.
No, dude.
No, not today. Not get today, obviously. But back then, if
bro,
there was no Fools Gone Wild back then.
Dude, no, but bro, back then, you guys were racing another motherfucker with a dude with handlebars on a keg?
But it wasn't like, oh my God, look at those crazy motherfuckers with a keg on the bicycle. Dude, it was like, yeah, that's
guys,
how you do.
Bro, I'm pretty sure if your parents saw you guys, they would have been like, these crazy fucks.
Get in the car.
No, dude. No doubt you guys would have been on Fools Gone Wild.
I think it was more normal back then, to be honest. Seriously. I think it was like way more like, yeah, you know what? That's what you do.
I don't know.
You got to get from point A to point B. There's a goddamn bike. Jump on the handlebars. I remember there was these things they used to call, I don't know what they're called in English, but in Spanish they used to call them diablos. I don't know why they called them diablos, but it was these things that stuck out of the back wheel.
Oh, pegs.
Pegs.
Yeah.
And you would literally have one motherfucker pedaling, a motherfucker standing on the pegs, holding on to the motherfucker pedaling, mm-hmm. and another motherfucker on the handlebars, and you're rolling like it was no big fucking deal.
Oh, dude.
You know, like that was pegs, a thing.
Bro, people would get around on pegs.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Like if you had a bike, but your homie didn't, or mm-hmm. like say his bike fucked up or whatever, boom, hop on the pegs, and then we were off, dude. We were yeah. off and running.
And backyards were a bicycle repair shop.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, if you had a flat.
Pull up.
Did you ever fix a flat?
Yeah, yeah,
on a
yeah.
bike where you had a fucking patch bucket. You had a bucket. You put the fucking inner tube. You fucking dunked it in. You saw where the chingadera yeah. was fucking, the little bubbles were coming
oh,
from.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd get the patches. You'd fucking scrape it. You'd put the glue. You'd cut the patch, then you'd put the patch on the goddamn inner tube.
Why scrape? Why did you have to scrape it?
So that the glue would adhere to it a little better, I think. Do you remember the scraping?
Yeah, though? Yeah, yeah.
There was a little scraper.
There was a little scraper that was like, it looked like a little grater or something.
A little grater, yeah. And then you'd grate off a little piece of the inner tube. But I think it was so that the glue, because if you just put it on the other shit, it would maybe be a little too slippery. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know that that's the right answer.
I always wondered that because mm-hmm. I felt like I'm fucking up this inner tube even yeah. more, bro.
But yeah, you'd fucking put that bitch in. I don't know how many kids would be able to fucking fix a flat today. Do they even sell patches anymore?
Yeah, dude. They have to.
I don't know.
They have to.
You would take it to the shop, I would imagine.
No, bro.
Because how many people, like, you need a pump. You need a pump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need a pump for the chingadera.
I bought a bike pump, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, for Mickey's bike, because it needed air. Mm-hmm. And, dude, bro, I didn't realize, dude, fucking Big Five just robbing fools, bro.
What do you mean?
Maybe because nobody's riding bikes anymore, all their shit's through the roof.
Through the roof.
Expensive.
Because yeah. they used to be cheap to get one of them fucking. And you'd get that fucking thing, you'd step on it, and then you'd fucking.
Yep.
I imagine they're more fucking advanced now.
The same shit.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're more pricey.
Yeah.
And do they still sell the pack that the things to patch up your goddamn bike?
I didn't see any, but I wasn't looking for them.
Yeah.
But I'd assume so, dude. I used to hate fucking patching up my shit. I remember one time I tried to buy this. There was this new technology, bro, where the inner tube wasn't, you didn't put air. It was like just this solid thing.
Oh, I remember that.
But, bro, that shit sucked, dude. Mm-hmm. It made your bike so heavy. And like you couldn't, it was fucked up. You had to work way harder to ride your bike.
When I was riding bikes into my 20s. I had a road bike and I had a mountain bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we would put these liners on the tire to protect the inner tube from getting a flat.
That's sick.
And so they sold those, and then you bought those plastic, I don't know, whatever the fuck they were made
out of. Did it work?
Yeah, because you got less flats that way. I remember having like a kit to fit in, like I had a pump that would fold that went like where the water bottle goes and mm-hmm. shit, you know, mm-hmm. you could still put it there. Like I had the
whole.
So
you could take it on the go.
You could take just it on the go if up. Shit went down. And you had in the little pouch behind the seat, mm-hmm. you could carry an extra inner tube. So that in case you can just fucking, it's way easier because what are you going to do? Get a bucket of water out in the fucking wild and shit. It's way easier to just fucking.
In the wild.
Well, you know, when you're out there, especially if you're doing a long ride, dude, you needed an extra inner tube.
Did you wear a helmet?
I did.
Even as a kid?
No, never as a kid. Never as a kid, only as an adult. As a kid, there was no helmets for bikes. Not that I remember. But I remember like just going, dude, like just taking off in the middle of the street, no helmets, no pads, no nothing, dude. And people, not no bike lane, fucking crazy? Fuck, what no. bike lane? Go fuck yourself. And so, but as an adult, I remember having all that shit. But I remember doing the rides. Like, you know, there was a thing in Bell Gardens through the LA River where it was called the Tour de Sewer. I did that. there, I would ride my bike up PB Drive. If you left Wilmington or Carson and you headed up towards where Five Points is, and you take
the park.
Yeah, and then you take that hill up, and then you end up on PV Drive. I would take PV Drive all the way up until I came out over by Rats Beach in Redondo, and then I'd ride on the Strand. I'd lock up my bike. No, I'd lock up my bike. Then I'd run from Rats to the Redondo Beach Pier and back, and then I'd jump on it and ride back home. And then I would do the Rosarito to Ensenada bike ride, which is 50 miles. And I did that bitch maybe 5-6 times, where we'd get a group of people and we'd roll out and we would do the 50-mile bike ride. And the finish line was a giant after party and everybody would just get loaded in Ensenada afterwards. And the whole ride itself was a party. There was margarita stands. We'd fucking, I don't know how I fucking did it. Like, I wouldn't dream of doing that shit today. But I'd have like this, I had this tube, like a ice chest type of tube, like an insulated tube. Mm-hmm. And I'd put cold beers in it and I'd put that bitch on my back. And I'd have like a 6-pack of beer and I'd fucking be pounding beers while we were fucking rolling out after drinking the night before. We'd get loaded the night before, partying our asses off. We'd rent a house right there in Rosarito Beach. Rosarito Beach Hotel, I don't know if right there, there's a bunch of houses right there that you could rent. We'd rent a house with a bunch of heads. It would get, we'd party till like 3-4 in the morning. The next day, the ride's early as fuck. Everybody's all crudo. You pop a fucking beer, you get on the fucking bike, you go, and then you do the finish. It was literally a nonstop party. I don't know how the fuck my liver survived that shit. But, you know, I did that shit for a long time. A lot, and I just, you know, I used to go and do off-road, like I do the fire road over there by Sullivan Canyon, and I did a lot of bike riding until that time when I almost fucking died and shit when I flew off the fucking bike, and then that just kind of fucked me up because I just never really rode a bike the same again, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy because I feel like an old ass man talking like, oh, you don't see kids fucking riding bikes anymore, but dude, I remember like here and even the Dirty T, like you would see where all the kids are kicking it because the driveway would be full
of bikes,
dude. Yep. Like just slammed. Like you'd see, oh fuck, all the kids are right there. Mm-hmm. Like especially if they had a basketball court, everybody would just ride there and then you'd see a fucking pile of bikes, dude. And now you don't, I mean, I don't really see it.
Right? Well, I don't think, like I said, we were in the hood, it was Wilmington, but every kid had a bike and every kid would just be on a, you'd see kids riding up and down the street.
Make ramps, like just put a fucking,
a rock.
A wood thing and then like a brick, and then fucking let's go, bro.
Yep.
That shit was awesome too.
Jumping off ramps?
Yeah.
Dude, popping those, willies, bro, riding those, with no hands.
Dude, those fucking, oh yeah. I remember, dude, I remember standing up on a bike.
Remember when? Hey?
Bro, that's what it's turning into. And that's why I feel like such an old man. But I remember like all my other homies were standing up and riding without hands. And then they were like, oh, dude, have you done it already? And of course I lied. I was like, yeah, I fucking do it all the time.
Nice.
And fucking, dude, I was so afraid of doing both of those. And I fucking did it. And I was like, oh, thank God I'm not falling, bro.
Yeah, I remember riding with no hands. And then after a while, it just becomes this like little balancing thing with your legs and shit. You know, like I'm doing it right now on the fucking seat. But you just know to move. You're literally doing, your hands are literally your legs on the seat. The seat then becomes the handlebar.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can just let go and keep on going. You got to tighten up on that motherfucker and start fucking, you know, maneuvering the fucking bike.
But dude, those fucking ramps, bro, that were so sketchy, dude.
Oh, those fucking motherfuckers would fall all the goddamn time. Those fucking ramps would fall apart.
Always. Mm-hmm. Dude, those ramps had no business.
They weren't ramps. I mean, you have a lot of balls calling them ramps.
They were just a piece of wood.
Yeah.
And the biggest brick you could find, bro.
I'm talking rocks. We would use big, giant rocks sometimes for those motherfuckers.
What are those fucking huge things that the people use for fences, dude?
Cinder blocks?
Cinder blocks, mm-hmm. bro. You find a big-ass cinder block, put that bitch under, and fucking
go.
Let's go, bro.
Yep. And the wood sometimes would just crack.
Crack, dude. Like, and then fucking your wheel would hit the cinder block and see ya.
Yep. But
you
get
fucked up,
you can't let look, there was no cell phone. There was no way to get a hold of a motherfucker. You were just gone on your bike, dude. Like, your parents would just be like, I'm going to go on my bike. All right, you go on your bike. And it's not like you were just out front. You were gone, dude. You can't let kids just be gone anymore. Like, to think elementary schools, jumping on bikes.
And dipping out.
Yeah, what's that show? I don't watch it, but they're all riding bikes. Stranger Things.
Mm.
You know, there's like those neighborhoods where like all the kids were riding bikes.
Yeah.
You can't let fucking kids go out of sight anymore, man. Like, you know, if a 10-year-old says I'm jumping on my bike, you're going to see where they're at. You're not just going to say go, no matter how many other kids are with them. It just doesn't happen anymore.
Do you remember your friends laying down?
And you jump over them.
Yep. Oh, that's fucking even more insane, dude.
Yep. Motherfuckers thought they were Evel Knievel back in my day.
Dude.
Yep. That's and motherfuckers so would lay down. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
The fools that would lay down, like, fuck.
Those are always those kids, though, that just wanted to kick in. They were like, fuck it,
I'll lay down.
Yeah, all right, motherfucker, lay down.
Oh, dude, you know how many fucking hands got hit?
Dude.
How many fucking bikes got landed on, motherfucker?
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh,
like your fucking kids didn't get killed, dude.
I'm sure some did.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Dude, that was a lot of motherfuckers laying down. Dude.
I could jump over 10 of you.
Bro, yeah, there was. Dude, there was so many little brothers just taking
ready,
that, bro.
Dude. Oh, Micah would have been the one laying down.
Micah would have been the one laying down, no doubt.
Yep. Me fall.
With Mateito landing on his guts.
Ugh. Trying to jump him with the goddamn long-ass scooter.
Dude. Yeah. Bro, that shit's bananas.
Oh, man. That's a crazy remember when.
Yeah.
It'll never happen again, I don't feel. Not in L.A., you know? There might be some other towns where that shit goes down.
Yeah.
But there's so many wackos out there.
I feel small towns.
There's so many wackos out there that you can't let your kid just fucking go out and you don't, you know, without supervision. They'll get fucking jacked.
And there's not enough kids to do it with to where
you don't even know who your neighbors are anymore.
I know.
Bro, like when I remember growing up, when we were on golf, I knew every single person in every single house.
Speaking of neighbors, did I tell you that?
Every single person in every single house, dude, for a 2-block radius, maybe.
My neighbor?
Maybe more.
Did I tell you my neighbor invited me to go surfing with them?
No.
Dude.
Which one?
Dude, the chicken one.
Uh-huh.
So, dude, he's like, hey, man, I have an extra surfboard. If you're ever down, let's go. I surf 4 times a week. I'm like, bro, I mean... He was like, no, that you know, all the time you have, yada yada. I'm like, dude, you think I'm gonna go surfing, bro? You know? And I'm like, what time do you go? And he's like, oh, I go early. I'm like, what time? He's like, I'm out of here by 4:30
in the morning.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm like, Kai, I mean, you see me. You've seen me.
That's usually when I'm coming back from surfing.
Yeah.
A little too late for me.
Dude.
Oh, by that time, I'm already fucking surfs up.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like, bro, come on. So then that happened, right? And a few days ago, he hits me up. He's like, hey, man, I just renewed my pilot's license. If you want to go to Catalina, I'm taking off this Saturday. Let's go. And I'm like, bro, that's like, those are big events, dude.
He flies little planes?
Yeah. And I'm like, we've never even hung out.
You know, I mean, I've thought about getting a pilot's license.
That shit's awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't think it's that hard.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, no. It's doable is what I'm saying. I'm saying it's
doable. That's not what you said. That's not what you said, though.
Because you said, not that hard to sign up.
That's not what you said. No, 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 dude. That was a long pause. And I let you, dude. I wanted to see. I wasn't going to cut you off. And that's why I took a long pause, dude, because I wanted you to realize also what you said, dude. And you said your pilot's license, you don't think that's hard. Now, dude, that's a bit of a stretch.
Oh,
but,
God damn.
But, dude, that one, fuck it. Look. Now, I didn't sign up.
The helicopter, that's a different story.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't sign up because we've never hung out before. Like,
and the last thing you want to do is be on the air? On a little two-seater right there, like the Red Baron and shit.
With a little handkerchief flying. Right, brothers, bro? What the fuck? No, dude, like, he hasn't come over to my house. I haven't even gone to his house. You know what I mean? So, like, it's crazy that that's going to be
the
our
introduction.
First hangout, you know?
Let's surfing go. Or flying.
Yeah. Extreme. I mean, fuck. This guy's X Games, bro. Now, the thing is, I told you I was going to pimp out my garage.
Hey, we're whitewater rafting. You in?
You in, bro? Sign-ups are closing.
Hey, bro, we're going skydiving. 5 a.m. tomorrow. You in?
You're in, right, bro? You look like a fun dude.
Oh, my God.
Now, also, though, the thing is, what's the thing, bro? I told you I was going to hook up.
Another thing about things.
Yeah. I was going to hook up my garage. Mm-hmm. And this fool is an electrician.
Right? Oh, this guy does everything.
This guy fucking does it all, bro.
He serves. He electricians. He fucking flies.
No, dude, the other day there was a blackout, right?
He got chickens.
There was a blackout.
And he fixed it.
No, dude, pretty much. So he goes outside. Like every blackout, everybody goes outside, right? Like, is your fucking power off too? Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everybody does that.
No, we're good.
Yeah, one day I'm going to say that.
My blender's working. Everything else fucked up, but the blender. Yeah. Want to make margaritas? Come on in, homie. Bring a flashlight.
So everybody goes out, and he's like, you power off? I'm like, yeah, it's off. And he's like, yeah, mine too. It's a blackout. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, who knows how long it's going to last? And he's like, well, I'm an electrician. And I'm like,
shit.
Okay, Walt, the fuck, dude? I tell jokes, but I'm not out here joking. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck you want from me, dude? Right? And so I'm like, just
because Saturday Night Live turned off? Buckle up, homie. Am I going to do a sketch for you?
Mateo, get over here. Pilla, start juggling.
Oh, shit.
So fucking... He was like, yeah, I'm an electrician. I'm like, okay, well, that's weird for you to say because it's not like you're just going to go fucking fix this city-wide fucking blackout. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's how I found out. And so then a few days later, he's like, yeah, I'm an electrician. So if you ever need any work, just let me know. And so for my garage, I want certain things hooked up. Like I want a ceiling fan. I want the power.
Disco lights.
Yeah. I want the power to be ran in a few different spots, mm-hmm, and I know mm-hmm. he can do it, right? Yeah. So I know that I need to sign up for something, you know, like whether it's surfing, whether it's fucking flying to Catalina, whatever the fuck, I need to sign
flying
up.
Flying to Catalina would be badass. And you know, everybody that does their, they take their pilot classes and things,
uh-huh.
That's one of the first flights that they do is LA to Catalina. They have over at I want to say Hawthorne and in Long Beach, they have the classes where you do X amount of hours.
Mm-hmm. He did his out of Long Beach.
He did his out of Long Beach. And they have X amount of hours. I don't know how many hours you have to do before they fucking let you fucking just charter a plane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you the yacht club over in Long Beach, you know, you take the classes there and then, you know, they don't let you just borrow the boats, the sailboats, but you can rent them. You can charter them. You say, hey, man, I'm going to rent one out for the fucking day. It'd be, probably be the same thing with these fucking planes, you know, where you just fucking charter one. It's not like you're going to own a plane, but you can charter these fucks. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to do it. I've always thought about it. I don't want to say I've always wanted to do it, but I have thought about, you know, how cool would that be to get a pilot's license?
And just fly yourself around. Easy. Yeah, I mean, I feel it'd be no problem for you.
Well, you know, I'm going to look into it, Hooter.
So I'm like, dude, I need to fucking sign up for something. It's just, can it not be so extreme? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, can you just invite me over for a fucking beer and just hang out, you know?
Why don't you invite him over for a beer?
Yeah, I guess so.
And a taco.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to do some...
Trader Jose's, bro. Have you ever tried Trader Ming's fucking chow mein, famous chow mein?
Famous egg rolls. Trader Ming egg rolls.
Yeah. That's my move. That's going to be my move. I'm going to invite him to something fucking normal.
Yeah.
And not be so extreme. You know what I mean?
So... I want to give a quick shout out to, there's a page on Instagram called Ashe Imports, A-S-H-E. Mm-hmm. And it's run by a lady named Talia, or Tanya, rather. And so she hit me up because she heard us talking about sage and crystals. And so she hit me up and said, hey, man, want to send you some sage from my shop. And I was like, hey, man, that sounds fucking cool. So then we start going back and forth. And she invited me over to a spiritual mass, Hooter. And I don't want to get too deep into it because I'm going to ask her how comfortable. Actually, we should have her on as a guest. That way she could talk about it. You know what
I
mean?
I wish you would have told me you were going to give this shout out because then I wouldn't have made the crystals joke that you need to carry around more crystals and stones in your pocket.
That's all right,
but here I go looking like an asshole.
Well, you've been talking shit the whole goddamn time. It's okay. And so, anyway, she invited me to the spiritual mass, and it was very fucking, it was powerful, I guess it's a good adjective, Hooter. She does cleanses, and, you know, in the Latino community, a lot of people grow up with limpias.
With an egg.
You know, they do the limpias with the egg, with the this, with the that. You know, somebody did this to you, you got to go get a limpia. Somebody did this. And all it's doing is cleaning the energy. And, you know, it's a thing. Energy is a real fucking thing. You know, whether you want to fucking believe it or not, it's a goddamn thing.
I'm on board.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're on board, but it's okay.
I'm a big believer in energy. How dare you, dude?
And so anyway, I had never attended anything even remotely like this. It was a spiritual mass. And again, just a shout out to Ashe Imports. Ashe, I don't know if it's Ashe or Ash, but they go to Cuba and they do ceremonies over there. Again, I don't know how comfortable she is with me putting her business out there like that, but check out Ashe Imports on Instagram.
Your energy needs limpia.
If you're let me just fucking get that spelling right before I fucking start.
If you're a dirty ass energy person,
if
your energy is dirty AF, hit up Ashe. Okay. Ashe.
There it is. ASHE.imports. We sell items to help with your path to enlightenment. We also import 100% handmade Santeria Ildis, Ukuli, and much more. Consultas con Orula. So it's Cuban Santeria with a Silver Lake energy crystal twist, if you will, Hooter.
That just sounds like one of your fucking ingredients. It sounds like one of your recipes, bro. Santerias.
Let me tell you something. It was a fucking incredible experience. It was very positive. It wasn't like I at no time did I feel like, oh my God, this is
wacky.
I did hit up Melanie because, you know, she's my go-to Santeria advisor, you know. And so
hilarious.
So she said to me,
who else do you know has a fucking Santeria? It's like, oh, I got a guy. I got a Santeria guy.
And so she said to me, you know, she goes, it seems pretty cool. She goes, you might want to put some amethyst in your pocket just for protection. So, of course, I have amethyst and I put it in my pocket.
And if you think my dad has amethyst, he has it in all shapes and forms.
And so I had it in my pocket and then we're sitting there and all of a sudden she says, because, you know, during these spiritual masses, you
know. Of course you have amethyst, dude. I love how you just fucking walk right over that. Like, if it's such a normal thing, you have salt at your house? Yeah, of course I have salt in my house. Of course I
have. You don't have amethyst? I'll get you some amethyst. You know, we could fly. Once I get my pilot license, I can take you to Amethyst Island. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. It was, you know, I want to bring her in here, actually. Hopefully she's down to come in for an interview. She's going to go to Cuba, so she'll be gone until the middle of August, I think. But I want to bring her in here to talk about her religion, her growing up with Santeria in her life, and just the different perceptions of it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, these motherfuckers are out there killing chickens and doing witchcraft and doing this and doing voodoo. Hey, no, there's a lot of misconceptions with it, you know. Yeah. And then there's a lot of truths to it as well. I'm not saying that there are no chickens and things involved. There was no chickens when I was there, but that's a thing. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. I'm not making light of it. It's just the reality. Whenever you see some kind of like show where there's a santero on there, it's always some crazy looking motherfucker dressed in white, you know, killing things and throwing blood and fucking chanting and doing some stuff. But, you know, I Love Lucy, Ricky Ricardo was the first person to introduce one of these gods or people into mainstream culture. When this dude was banging on the drum and mm-hmm. and screaming Babalu, mm-hmm. Babalu Aye is a Santeria, you know. I don't know what the proper word, if he's an Orisha or if he's a one of the power people, but people were screaming Babalu and had no clue that it had to do with a Santeria deity. You know, he made it that mainstream. Anyway, it was a very positive experience for me. And
one of my chickens is missing.
There you go. It fucking killed itself. So anyway, yeah. Shout out to Tanya.
Hey, big shout out.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah.
That's it. You don't have nothing else. No, you're going flying or you're going fucking skydiving. What are you doing? Which one are you going to pick? Why don't you just invite homeboy over to come over and have a couple beers,
that's
dude? Does he drink?
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
He does drink? What does he drink? He doesn't drink your punk-ass Michelob Ultra, for sure.
He drinks Modelo.
Oh, he drinks Modelo. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of fucking Modelo for some reason.
Big fan.
You are? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, dude, I bought a 12-er of Sol, took it over to my in-laws.
Is Sol? No, I know it's a beer, but what is it? Is it a lager? Is it a pilsner? What is it?
Mexican lager.
It's a lager.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my favorite beer.
Sol?
Yep.
That's your new favorite beer?
No. It's always been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then why do you drink fucking Modelo so much?
Because Modelo, you could get a 24-pack of it.
Ah.
And Sol, the biggest it comes is 12. Sometimes you only see it in 6. Mm-hmm. So I get with whatever gives me the most, you know?
Also, I'm going to say the names that I said, I might have mispronounced all of them on her bio. So
fucking flying's easy, whatever. But pronouncing Santeria shit is the hardest thing in the world.
It's the hardest thing in the world. I have been looking, I've had one beer, during this whole fucking, wait, no. Okay. I've had a few
beers.
Do
you remember at the beginning of the podcast when I said my dad's the only guy who fucking digs the hole, jumps in, buries himself, But then
there's only been 3 days where I've drank beer, and it's only been one beer most of the time. Yeah, it's only been one. They've been big beers. It was a big Asahi. It was a big one at Portugal, and it was a small one in Santa Barbara. But anyway.
So my dad's pounded a sixer talking about, I've had one beer.
So I've been on the, so whenever I go to the market, I've been looking for a beer. I'm like, I'm going to get a beer. I'm going to get a beer. I'm going to get a six pack. I haven't bought any beer. And I'll tell you why. Because you know how, like, you know, you said, I don't want to piss it off on this. So I don't want to piss it off on that. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for Magic Hat number 9. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm going to drink a beer.
So it's something that you really enjoy.
It's going to be something that I really fucking enjoy. I'm not going to. Don't get me wrong. Do I like Tecate? Yes. Have I drank simpler times? Yes. Have I drank Bud Light? Yes. Have I drank fucking Modelos? I've drank almost any. If you put any kind of beer, you give me a fucking goddamn banquet beer, I'm probably going to drink it. I'm not going to tell you no. But since I'm right now trying not to fucking pound and do all that other shit, I have been holding out until I find me a six pack of Magic Hat number 9. I will tell you this. I bought some bitters the other day. And some vermouth. So I'm going to start fucking with martinis and with old fashions. I think I've gotten to the point in the class where I can start making cocktails, Hooter. So I'll let you know how those motherfuckers come out. But I'm going to fuck with the old fashions just because I know Pilla's a big whiskey fan. I don't know if she likes old fashions or if she's ever even tried one. Has she had an old fashioned and is she a fan?
The ones that she's tried haven't been
worth a fuck.
Worth a fuck. And so she just would rather
have it on the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the any fucking whiskey snob will say, there's nothing, you putting all that shit into it, blah, blah. They used to do that when it was, you know, shitty fucking alcohol and they had to disguise it and blah, blah, blah. But there's some really fucking good old fashions out there.
The craft ones, you know.
Yeah.
Also, and I don't want to put your shit on blast.
There you go.
But I love how you just mentioned the one beer that you drank, but not the fucking 12 Palomas that you've taken down in this.
Talking about Palomas.
But we weren't talking about Palomas.
But
that's besides the fact.
Actually, happy belated birthday to Fluffy as well.
Big Fluff. Dude. Yep,
Big Fluff had a birthday.
Who knew? Big Fluff and Mateito share the birthday. Well, same birthday. I know, obviously. But big shout out, dude.
And happy birthday to the Nina.
Oh, yeah.
She just had a birthday. Yep, a lot of birthdays in July.
I took her. You know what I took her?
No.
I took a sidecar.
Did you?
Yeah.
And?
It was my first time trying sidecar.
And?
And I think it's a bit overrated.
Really? Maybe you picked wrong. It's pricey.
Very pricey.
It's pricey.
But it's very pretty, too.
The presentation is amazing. I'll tell you, I like Sidecar, but I like the Donut Rory better.
And don't get me wrong, it's a good fucking. I'm not going to be the
and
guy
it's
that
all
says,
natural ingredients.
I'm not
going to
be
thing.
The asshole that says, oh, it's not even a good donut. The fucking
that's
big box
donut.
Donuts aren't my bread. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I don't know if it stands up to the hype. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about it. A lot of people, you know, gas it up.
Yeah,
I felt like it didn't
live up to the hype.
Live up to the hype.
It's a great fucking donut. I there's very few donuts that I say that's a shitty goddamn donut. I'll tell you that much.
I like Randy's more
than
Sidecar.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Randy's is so fucking good.
Randy's is good. Again, we were talking about craft cocktails versus regular cocktails. Mm-hmm, I think that the thing with Sidecar, it becomes this craft donut
where I agree.
Where it has this peanut, like these peanuts, or it has not peanuts. That's a bad example.
No.
Like bacon and maple and this and
yes,
that.
Dude.
There's a lot more to it. There's more involved to the donut than just a regular donut.
Yes.
You're not gonna go
you're
there.
Right.
You're not gonna get a glazed in there. What? You know, you're gonna get. It's always gonna be more
salt
of a craft
butter.
Specialty donut.
It's kind of like getting a fucking taco al pastor off the street and getting a what's that pork that we love?
Pork belly
taco at
the Paramount.
Yes.
Yeah.
it's a different thing, a different experience. They're both good, but you can't compare the two.
No, you can't. Listen, guys, hit us with the rate and review when you listen on iTunes. Share with your family, with your church, with your kids, with, well, not with your kids, but with your adult goddamn kids.
Today we talked about bikes, so it's okay to share with your kids.
It's okay to share with these punk asses.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Peace.